here's a story from The World.
6 months after a military coup in Myanmar, the generals who seized power have announced the formation of a new government. To no one's surprise, they'll be running it. The top general, Min Aung Hlaing, has declared himself the new prime minister. He's now trying to calm the public, saying free and fair elections will happen in at least 2 years. The World Southeast Asia correspondent Patrick Nguyen says there's a big problem with that promise. Almost nobody believes it. Patrick, it sounds like people in Myanmar are reacting with some incredulousness to this news.
Yeah, I mean, from what I'm hearing, people are not shocked and surprised. They're just frustrated. The military is talking about striving towards new elections, but Myanmar really, they just had fair elections 9 months ago, and it was the military that shredded them and locked up most of the elected leaders and killed nearly 1,000 civilians and have tortured people and so on. So as for setting up a new government, it's the same old guys. And since they've taken over, everything has collapsed. I mean, electricity is sputtering out. Many hospitals are closed. I mean, they can't keep the lights on. So yes, the generals can create this caretaker government if they like, but it will not have very much credibility.
So is it at all possible that there could be elections in 2 years? I mean, what pressure is the military government facing to make that happen?
I think it's possible, yes, but I think it could be an election like we've seen in other parts of Southeast Asia, in Cambodia and Thailand, where the rules are set up so that the military's proxy party, whoever they want to win, will win, and any serious challengers can be disqualified or even called criminals. Even as General Min Aung Hlaing is saying, hey, free and fair elections are on the horizon, in the very next breath, he said that the party that won the last election are, quote, terrorist. He's talking about the party of Aung San Suu Kyi, a political icon, still the most popular politician and probably human being in the country. She is in a prison cell as we speak, so that doesn't bode well for free and fair elections on the horizon. So will there be elections? Yeah, I don't think they'll be free. And I think the real question is, will large numbers of people even bother to vote in these elections? Will they take them seriously? Mm. Perhaps not.
There are reports, Patrick, that COVID is ravaging Myanmar right now. How is that affected by the political situation?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you talk to anybody in Myanmar right now, they will tell you about grandparents, uncles and aunties, neighbors getting sick and dying. I'm sad to say that someone I was close with passed away this week in Myanmar. The rate of death is, yeah, it's really bad. The rate of death is, it's among the highest in the world. There's a British ambassador at the UN, Barbara Woodward, who has tried to call attention to this recently because it's not really in the headlines. And she said this about 5 days ago on social media.
In 2 weeks, half of Myanmar's population could be infected with COVID. Despite the heroic efforts of medical staff there, the healthcare system is near to collapse.
So that's half the population. It's astounding. And I think it would be one thing, Marco, if the military would just do nothing and get out of the way, but they're actually making the situation worse, hoarding oxygen tanks. And you know, if doctors criticize them, the doctors get arrested at a time when they need doctors very badly. So it is looking like a failed state, and COVID is just running rampant with no end in sight. And I would just add that Myanmar borders China and India. So even if the political crisis stays in Myanmar, the COVID virus can easily jump borders and wreak havoc to billions of people.
Meantime, Patrick, what is the news on political dissidents and detainees in Myanmar and just the general human rights situation there right now?
We're looking at thousands of people in prisons, in fairly squalid prisons. It's come out that a lot of them have COVID-19. Some of the more high-profile inmates, such as Aung San Suu Kyi's economic advisor, or one of them, who's actually an Australian man, he has COVID-19 and he's in prison. So it's just rushing through the prison. So these people in, you know, a free and fair country wouldn't be in prison in the first place. And now they're fighting for their lives.
The World Southeast Asia correspondent Patrick Nguyen on the formation of a new government in Myanmar. Patrick, thanks very much for the latest.
Thanks, Marco.